Off to the fair. The night before the county fair, everybody went to bed early. Fern and Avery were in bed by 8. Avery lay dreaming that the Ferris wheel had stopped and that he was in the top car. Fern lay dreaming that she was getting sick in the swings. Lurvy was in bed by 8:30. He lay dreaming that he was throwing baseballs at a cloth cat in winning a genuine Navajo blanket. Mr. and Mrs. Zuckerman were in bed by 9. Mrs. Zuckerman lay dreaming about a deep freeze unit. Mr. Zuckerman lay dreaming about Wilbur. He dreamt that Wilbur had grown until he was 116 feet long and 92 feet high, and that he had won all the prizes at the fair and was covered with blue ribbons, and even had a blue ribbon tied to the end of his tail. Down in the barn cellar, the animals, too, went to sleep early, all except Charlotte. Tomorrow would be the fair day. Every creature planned to get up early to see Wilbur off on his great adventure. When morning came, everyone got up at daylight. The day was hot. Up the road at the Arables' house, Fern lugged a pail of hot water to her room and took a sponge bath. Then she put on her prettiest dress because she knew she would be seeing some boys at the fair. Mrs. Arables scrubbed the back of Avery's neck and wet his hair and parted it and brushed it down hard till it stuck to the top of his head, all but about 6 hairs that stood straight up. Avery put on clean underwear, clean blue jeans, and a clean shirt. Mr. Arable dressed, ate breakfast, and then went out and polished his truck. He had offered to drive everybody to the fair, including Wilbur. Bright and early, Lurvy put clean straw in Wilbur's crate and lifted it into the pig pen. The crate was green. In gold letters it said, "Zuckerman's Famous Pig." Charlotte had her web looking fine for the occasion. Wilbur ate his breakfast very slowly. He tried to look radiant without getting food in his ears. In the kitchen, Mrs. Zuckerman suddenly made an announcement. "Homer," she said to her husband, "I'm going to give that pig a buttermilk bath." "A what?" said Mr. Zuckerman. "A buttermilk bath. My grandmother used to bathe her pig with buttermilk when it got dirty. I just remembered." "Wilbur's not dirty," said Mr. Zuckerman proudly. "He's filthy behind the ears," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "Every time Lurvy slops him, the food runs down around the ears. Then it dries and forms a crust. He also has a smudge on one side where he lays in the manure." "He lays in clean straw," corrected Mr. Zuckerman. "Well, he's dirty, and he's going to have a bath." Mr. Zuckerman sat down weakly and ate a donut. His wife went to the woodshed. When she returned, she wore rubber boots and an old raincoat, and she carried a bucket of buttermilk and a small wooden paddle. "Edith, you're crazy," mumbled Zuckerman, but she paid no attention to him. Together they walked to the pig pen. Mrs. Zuckerman wasted no time. She climbed in with Wilbur and went to work.